Now on 882-6PR, this is Bob Mormill.
Welcome back. I've always been fascinated with alpacas. A lot of people went into breeding alpacas because of their wonderful fleece, their soft, fine, beautiful wool, white, marvellous fabric. Quite a few people were burned. You know, alpacas were an investment flavour for a while that a lot of people got into it and got into. Many of them were and lost money. They did it for the wrong reasons. But there were others that have stayed in it, have stayed in the alpaca breeding business and the alpaca wool industry all over the world. And they here in Australia, there continue to be people who've been at it for years and are finally starting to make some money out of it. Now, the first thing you do is get your alpacas. Second thing you've got to do is get them to part with their wool. Well, enter James Dixon. And at the age of 30, when his parents involved themselves in the alpaca business, in the alpaca farming business, Jim took up shearing alpacas. Jim, how did you do it? What made you decide to do this?
Well, it wasn't a quick decision by any means. I had a shearer took me into it over 2.5 years. When he first said that I should start having a go at shearing them because I had a good temperament with the animals and I kind of treated them well, I thought he was mad because he worked like a trooper. And he was 72 at that point, and I thought, I'm busted just watching him, and I was 30. Over the 2.5 years, he slowly crept his way in, and I figured, you know what, I should give it a go. Mum and Dad were more than happy to have a shearer in the family. It's not a common thing these days, and it all kind of built a snowball from there.
And Jim, when you shear a sheep, you go into a pen, you put your hand under their chin, you press down on their backside, sit them on their bottom, take hold of the front legs and slide them out, get them between your knees, pull the rope, hand pieces on, start taking the belly wool off. How do you get hold of an alpaca and get it into a position where you can shear it?
Well, there's certainly a lot more compromising holes. Most of them probably weigh about the same as me. They've got a lower center of gravity and more points of contact with the ground. So you have to get them to cooperate a bit. Having said that, if you get them kind of hold them just underneath their chin and grab them by their handy tail, you can be a little more persuasive than usual. And it does take two of us to get them on the ground, mainly because of their length and their unwillingness. As you said, sheep will generally kind of roll over for you, and you can drag them out. Alpacas have a little greater sense of self-preservation. So,
Jim, you wouldn't ever have it in a sitting position. You'd lie them on their side and just go up and down each side on the long blow, wouldn't you?
That's right. That's right. I have seen guys do them in a sitting position, just like a sheep, but it is pretty much an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah. and alpacas can be, well, one, they spit at you, and two, they can be quite, not ferocious, but they will fight and stand up for themselves. In fact, I know of a man that's got 3 or 4 alpacas in his fine wool sheep flock, and they just keep the foxes away. The foxes are scared of them.
That's right. That's right. They're really good herd protectors. They'll do sheep, goats, even protect your chooks if you get the right ones. They're naturally a very defensive animal, and that is the main reason that they kind of are a bit difficult to handle. It's not that they're problem animals or that they're naturally violent in any way. It's just they do have a strong sense of preservation of themselves and of their herd. So,
Your mum and dad bought an alpaca farm. Are they making any money out of it? Can you make a quid out of it?
You can. You certainly can. I mean, it's people that buy 10 alpacas and think they'll make a fortune should probably compare it to if they bought 10 sheep. They're not going to make a living out of it, but the more you put into it, the more you value add, the more money you can get back. It's not just a matter of kind of like shearing your sheep and then someone will buy your wool. There's a lot more kind of marketing and if you can spin it yourself, or at least send it away to get processed into a better product, you'll then be able to make good money off that product. Alpaca wool, in the form of yarn or textiles or something, is still very highly sought after and attracts really good prices. You've just got to put that money up front to get the process moving.
And Jim, you travel all over the world shearing alpacas because they are, well, of many countries in the world, South America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, they've all got alpaca industries because there is a demand for their beautiful wool. Your skills are used internationally. Do you make good quid out of shearing alpacas?
I do okay. I did have someone ask me if I spent the other 6 months of the year living on my Caribbean island. I'm not quite doing that well, but it is certainly it makes the travel worthwhile. I mean, it pays your fares and a bit of sightseeing around the way and. To have a holiday kind of in New Zealand when you're finished and that kind of thing. I'm never going to be a millionaire, but part of the reason I got into the industry was for the travel, and it certainly takes care of that.
And when you give it away, Jip, when you finally think, well, I've shorn my last alpaca, are you going to go into the farming of these animals yourself?
I'll certainly have a couple about the place at least. I know a lot of people that I shear a lot of animals for that started off like that, and some people I know started off with four weathers and ended up with 300. So they do kind of get under your skin, as it were. So I'll start off with two and see how I go.
And, Jim, the final question is, somebody just sent me a message and said, can you eat them?
Yes. Yes, you can. They're obviously not kind of a great kind of, they're not bred for meat, so they don't have a lot on them, but what they do is actually really nice and has quite a distinct flavour to it that adds to a meal. I'm not going to give up chicken, but it's not bad.
And Jim, thanks for joining us. I've got to say, James, you're the first alpaca shearer I've spoken to. I've spoken to plenty of shearers in my life, but never struck one that makes it an international living out of shearing alpacas. Thanks for being with us.
Absolute pleasure. Cheers, mate.
That's James Dixon. He goes all over the world shearing alpacas. A lot different to shearing sheep, but he makes a good quid out of it, he tells me, and we've spoken off here, and he makes a good quid out of it. He said he wouldn't swap shearing alpacas and go to shearing sheep. He said it's a lot better. He travels internationally, meets people in all parts of the world. Another fascinating Australian character.